Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
Are you suffering from an acute case of donor or disaster fatigue? The holidays are here, and the need for charitable giving has never been greater. Hurricane Sandy, Haiti again. Then there are people in your own community, neighbors, who need food, shelter, and clothing, plus help with education and job training. I'm Christopher Springman, and you're part of Life, Love, and Health. Yes, there is a sense of urgency, and if it's getting you down, let's discuss how you can make sure that your giving, those hard-earned charitable dollars, are getting to the right folks and making a difference. And I know our next guest will give us valuable guidance. She is Lindsay J.K. Nichols, the Communications Director of GuideStar USA at GuideStar.org. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Christopher. It's good to be here.
What are donors' greatest concerns about giving, and how does GuideStar help people address these issues?
What a great question. There is a sense of two kinds of fatigue right now. There is something known as donor fatigue, which is people are constantly harangued, if not harassed, by charities, by causal organizations, by people who need money to make their operations go. And it can feel a little bit overwhelming. And then to top that off, we have natural disasters, you know, man-made disasters that just feel so uncontrollable and never-ending that charities and, you know, donors are having a hard time connecting. People feel really uncomfortable and maybe even contributing even less as a result. So, you know, we think there are tips and there are ways to feel in control, to feel good about your giving. Americans are incredibly generous. This is what our nation was really founded on, was coming together, making the world a better place. We think by being proactive instead of reactive, you can take control of your own giving and you can really have a sense of power, and you can feel good, and that fatigue can really turn into energy.
Now, Lindsay, I read your blog the other day at GuideStar.org entitled, Is Overhead Dead? And you say, for too long, the nonprofit sector has been ill-equipped to determine which nonprofits are achieving success. Aha! And which are truly able to stick it out for the long haul. Now, this is a concern when people are giving. I mean, they really want to make sure that their money goes to help people directly versus, well, making someone a little wealthier.
Absolutely. It's been a conversation that's been going on for quite some time. It's how much is spent on administrative costs versus program costs, and that ratio we call the overhead ratio. And for a very long time, not only did donors look for that, but nonprofits were reporting their overhead ratio as if that was some kind of example of their effectiveness.
Well, you said in your blog and that you've been preaching for a long time that ratio is arbitrary.
Right.
And it doesn't get to the heart of the question.
Right.
What is the heart of the question?
The heart of the question is, have the organizations that you're looking into, have they had an impact? Are they meeting their mission? Are they effective? Are they doing the things that they say they're going to do? There are a million things that can skew an overhead ratio. If they are moving to a new building, if they're trying to bring in new technology to get up to the latest times, if there's just a ton of different things. If the board of directors, which really runs the organization, if they have said you need to do X, Y, and Z that happens to be more focused on administrative purposes than programs, that's going to look like a very high overhead ratio. That doesn't mean that that organization isn't necessarily successful. We really think the conversation needs to shift to impact. It needs to shift to effectiveness. And that is difficult because there's no black and white, whereas a ratio is really easy. It's numbers. It's really hard for nonprofits to talk about their impact. We're trying to tell them how to do that right now. And it's hard for donors to find out where that information is.
Right. Our guest is Lindsay J.K. Nichols, Communications Director of GuideStar USA at GuideStar.org. Lindsay, let's discuss some of the services you provide. For example, the GuideStar Exchange Program. Can you tell us about that and perhaps give us a case history so people will fully understand and appreciate the services that GuideStar offers.
I would love to do that. In fact, we just did research called Money for Good that asked donors, what do you want to see from nonprofits and where do you want to find this information? We found that while most donors want impact information, most of them are not going to seek to find that information out. So nonprofits really need to get out third-party accolades. And the GuideStar Exchange program is just that. It is really the symbol of transparency in the sector. We ask nonprofits to provide GuideStar with more information. When you've given us everything we ask for, we give you the GuideStar Exchange seal, and then we give you a promotion toolkit. We say, go out and talk about this, and you can just copy and paste and use it. We give you a widget so you can put that on your website. And those are the kinds of things that donors are looking for to say, someone else has said you are effective or you are transparent.
Right. Lindsay, why don't you give us a success story that will really bring this to life?
Would love to. Jane Fraser is president of the Stuttering Foundation of America.
Oh, stuttering. Oh, gosh.
And it's, you know, it's such
pretty close to my heart.
Yes, and certainly for radio. I mean, we can all understand that. Jane is amazing, and we talked to her as actually part of our Money for Good program. We wrote a book about the things nonprofits can do to get the word out, and we said to her, tell us how the GuideStar Exchange has impacted you, and she actually credits the exchange for helping her bring in money from funders. Many foundations are actually requiring nonprofits to be part of the exchange program before they will vet them to give grants. And Jane Fraser, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, but she said a large chunk of funding has come in because of their GuideStar Exchange sale. We
right.
are a huge fan of Jane and her organization.
I just went on to the Stuttering Foundation website at stutteringhelp.org. They indicate that 3 million people, or 1% of the U.S. population, suffers from this disfluency, stuttering. In fact, I remember the story about James Earl Jones, the voice of Darth Vader.
Wow.
He was a terrible stutterer when he was in school. Fortunately, he received a great deal of help from his teachers, including the folks in the theater department, who gave him a script and discovered that he could act to a script, but found that speaking extemporaneously was difficult. So he's certainly a great success story and someone I admire. In fact, one of my great heroes. And when I was a teenager, I also stuttered.
Wow, you would never have guessed that. Wow.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. But let's talk more about the GuideStar Exchange Program, because I think this is something that people should really pay attention to when they go to your website, GuideStar.org.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because there is not a ton of regulation of the nonprofit sector. Nonprofits have to turn in their IRS Form 990 every year.
Now tell us what a 990
yes.
is.
So that's the information return. While you and I have to turn in tax returns, because nonprofits are tax exempt, they have to turn in an information return. It is mostly numbers. It mostly says, here's what we spent on programs, here's what our expenses were, here's what our fundraising was. There is some narrative. There is a little bit of, a place where you can put some information about your programs, but there's not any of that impact or effectiveness information. The GuideStar Exchange tries to take that information from the Form 990, include that on the GuideStar nonprofit reports, but then ask the nonprofits to help paint your full picture. Give us more information so that when donors come to us, and we project to have 10 million people coming to GuideStar this year.
Oh, my goodness.
That you don't just see 990 information that donors don't understand. We
so
want
you take
to
the extra step, don't you, Lindsay? You go way beyond the Form 990.
Oh, absolutely. We're the leading source of nonprofit information, and we pride ourselves in providing really high-quality information. We want people to make good decisions based on great nonprofit information. And that means we have to get it from places elsewhere than just the IRS. We have to get it from nonprofits themselves. The exchange program is our ability to do that. It's free. You can participate at any level, even if you can't give us everything and you can't be a seal holder, you can still give us more information. And, you know, as Jane Fraser has mentioned, it can be very beneficial for the organization. So it's a win-win, we think.
Right. Our guest has been Lindsay J.K. Nichols, Communications Director of GuideStar USA. You can learn more about their services at GuideStar.org. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining us on Life, Love, and Health.
Thanks so much.
I'm Christopher Springman. You're listening to Radio MD.